With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Premium gas prices spike this week. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas jumped 2 cents to $6.19 a gallon this week. The average price for premium self-service is up 8 cents from the last check on May 20th to $6.62. That's a 14-cent increase in just the past 2 weeks. Diesel is unchanged at $6.74 a gallon. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Red Bay for $6.15 a gallon. On the diesel side of things, Refuel has the lowest price at $6.37. For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular gas is $4.45 USD. You can find the full breakdown at offreg.ky.
K-Man getting fifth round ready. One team, one standard of excellence.
The premiere there with the KMED regulatory team at the 62nd Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary in Trinidad as they prepare for the fifth round evaluation. The Honorable Andre Ebank says the, quote, rallying mantra reiterates unity across both the public and private sectors and shifts the mindset from this being a, quote, stressful periodic regulatory hurdle to a shared mission of upholding the country's global anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism standing. The CAFTF's fifth round of mutual evaluations is currently rolling out across member jurisdictions, assessing compliance and effectiveness in combating money laundering and terrorist financing. Outgoing Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, addresses the class of 2026 at the International College of the Cayman Islands, his final commencement speech in the role.
Today, you have answered a call. You showed up through late nights and early mornings, through uncertainty and sacrifice, and you finished what you started. That is not a small thing. That is everything.
At Tuesday night's ceremony, valedictorian Nadine Gonzalez-Adano expressed gratitude to all those who helped the graduating class achieve this milestone.
Every diploma represents more than personal effort. It represents families who sacrificed, teachers who guided, mentors who believed in us, and friends who reminded us that we were never alone in this journey.
Ms. Adano graduated summa cum laude, achieving a perfect 4.0. The graduating class included 20 associate degree graduates, 14 bachelor's degree graduates, and 7 getting their master's. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Jawowiecka. The head of the World Health Organization has warned that the Democratic Republic of Congo is facing a catastrophic collision of disease and conflict, with the Ebola outbreak outpacing the response. About 1,000 people are showing symptoms in the eastern province of Ituri. Spanish police have entered the headquarters of the governing Socialist Party in Madrid. They're looking for information as part of an investigation into alleged illegal financing. A former member of the German militant group, the Baader-Meinhof gang, has been jailed for 13 years for carrying out a string of armed robberies. Daniela Kletter was finally caught in a flat in Berlin after more than 30 years on the run. Israel is carrying out a new wave of airstrikes in southern Lebanon after issuing evacuation warnings for the city of Nabatea and several other towns. The Israeli military has been intensifying its strikes on what it says are Hezbollah targets in response to increased drone attacks. The Iraqi religious leader Muqtada as-Sadr has announced that the military wing of his Shia political movement will be integrated into Iraq's state security forces. The move comes amid growing pressure from the US on Baghdad to curb the influence of Iranian-backed armed groups. 5 people trapped in a cave in Laos for a week have been found alive. Rescuers are still searching for 2 others in the remote network of tunnels, which the men had apparently entered in search of gold. India's Prime Minister has urged people to take all possible precautions in response to an extreme heat wave. Schools have closed early for the summer holidays. Residents of Delhi have been advised to stay indoors. Hungarian MPs have voted overwhelmingly for the country to remain a member of the International Criminal Court. The previous government of Viktor Orban withdrew from the court's jurisdiction after it sought the arrest of Israel's Prime Minister. BBC World News.